Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're not just looking at the surface of IT support. We are strapping on the gear and diving straight into, well, the operational engine room of modern business.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission is simple. We need to understand the financially staggering difference between waiting for your systems to fail and actively preventing that failure entirely. The core enemy we are targeting today is business downtime.
And that downtime is costing businesses a literal fortune. I mean, if you need a hook to understand the scale of this problem, just think about this. Research shows that unplanned downtime costs small and medium-sized businesses somewhere between $137,000 and $427,000 every single year.
That's a huge bracket.
It is. And if you're operating in a high-cost, hyper-connected area, say an Orange County-based company, that average cost can easily hit $5,600
per minute
when critical systems go dark.
$5,600 a minute. Wow.
Yeah.
That is a clock ticking. And yet, if you look at how most smaller companies still handle IT, they rely on this this antiquated, reactive, break-fix model.
Mm-hmm.
You wait for the system to crash. Right. You wait for that dreaded Tuesday at 2 p.m. when the email server dies.
Yeah.
And then you call for help.
And that approach, it doesn't just feel bad. The math is brutal. Let's say your business is generating $1 million in annual revenue. You are realistically losing around $500 for every single hour of outage.
Okay.
So that 2 p.m. email server crash, if it takes 4 hours to diagnose and resolve, you've immediately wiped $2,000 off your books. And that's just in wasted payroll and lost productivity.
Right. That's without even calculating the impact of, you know, lost customer trust or missed sales.
Exactly.
So if waiting for the crash is prohibitively expensive, the solution has to be a complete pivot toward prevention.
Yeah.
But prevention, that sounds like a massive prohibitive investment. I mean, doesn't adopting this kind of continuous support require some astronomical upfront cost that small businesses just can't afford?
That's the critical question. And the answer, really, it lies in shifting the paradigm from reaction to proactive management. It's done through continuous monitoring. It's not about being slightly faster at the fix. It's about constantly watching every component in your environment to identify anomalies, degradation, before the systems fail, or crucially, before any user even realizes there's a problem brewing.
That sounds incredibly complex. I mean, how do modern managed services achieve that level of surveillance without just flooding the client with noise and alerts?
It's achieved by deploying a multi-layered monitoring structure. It covers the entire digital ecosystem all at the same time. We can break it down into 5 key areas.
Okay, let's walk through those layers.
So layer 1 in infrastructure monitoring.
The physical stuff.
The physical and virtual environment. The servers, the boxes, the data centers. We track metrics like CPU utilization, memory consumption, disk space, and even the temperature in the server rack.
Okay.
We aren't waiting for the disk to fail. We trigger alerts when those metrics approach a critical threshold, like a hard drive hitting 90% full and filling up fast.
Got it. So that covers the hardware.
Yeah.
What about the tools running on the hardware?
That leads to layer 2, application monitoring. This is where we track the performance of your crucial business software, your CRM, your accounting suite, your email platform.
Right.
We track specific response times, error rates, transaction volumes. This is vital because you need to know if the software is running slowly because the server is overloaded or because the application itself has a bug.
And once we've covered the machines and the software, we have to track the connections that tie it all together.
Exactly. That's layer 3, network monitoring. We examine the digital highway itself, bandwidth, latency, switch performance. This is where we spot those intermittent issues like packet loss, which is when small pieces of data just fail to make it to their destination.
Which leads to those frustratingly slow internet days or choppy phone calls.
Yes, precisely. And what's fascinating here is that network monitoring often doubles as early security detection. It can flag unauthorized devices trying to join the network or, you know, unusual traffic patterns that suggest a larger problem.
So network monitoring spots suspicious traffic, but you need a dedicated security layer on top of that too.
Absolutely. Layer 4 is dedicated security monitoring. This is constantly scanning for what we call indicators of compromise, unauthorized access attempts, malware activity that your traditional antivirus might miss.
Okay. And there's a fifth layer.
Yes. And it's become incredibly important in the last few years. Layer 5 is endpoint monitoring.
The remote workforce devices, laptops, tablets.
Right. It tracks every single remote device to ensure they are compliant with security policies, have all the latest patches installed, and that their antivirus is running correctly. It basically closes the gap created by remote work.
Now, here's where the technology moves from just, you know, simple data collection to true intelligence correlation. Because historically, when you had three different problems, low disk space, a slow application, and a backup that failed, you just got three separate confusing alerts.
Modern systems solve that noise problem. They don't just send three separate alerts. They use intelligent correlation to connect those symptoms and recognize them as interconnected, all stemming from a single underlying root cause.
So in that example, a storage capacity issue.
Exactly. That immediately prioritizes remediation and allows the technician to solve the core problem, not just chase the symptoms.
That correlation must rely heavily on some sophisticated tools to gather and organize all that data.
It does. The central nervous system for all those five layers is the Remote Monitoring and Management Toolset, or RMM.
Yep.
This is the agent sitting on every server and endpoint, gathering that continuous telemetry data. But for security, we use something called a SIEM, Security Information and Event Management System.
SIEM is the one that aggregates all the logs, correct?
Correct. SIEM pulls logs from the RMM, the firewalls, the authentication systems, antivirus, everything. The power of SIEM is that it uses these sophisticated correlation rules. It doesn't just see a single failed login attempt. It sees a failed login, followed by 10 failed firewall pings from a foreign IP, all within 60 seconds.
And that's what turns a mild symptom into a critical security incident.
Instantly. It demands immediate attention.
And sometimes human attention isn't even necessary, which brings us to automation.
That's the advanced edge of modern IT. Monitoring systems are configured to automatically execute corrective scripts when, you know, predefined, non-critical conditions are met. If a server's memory utilization exceeds 90% for a certain period, the system might automatically restart a non-essential service or clear temporary files.
And that resolves a lot of those common nagging issues instantly, often before a user ever notices a dip in performance.
That's the goal.
That's powerful.
Hmm.
But if automation is handling the small stuff, you still need a massive structure of people and processes to handle the complex issues that automation can't touch. I mean, this requires more than just one technician working late.
It requires a dedicated facility. The centerpiece of modern 24/7 support is the Network Operations Center, or NOC.
The NOC.
This is the dedicated facility. It can be physical or virtual, where specialized technical staff watch those RMM and SIEM dashboards, triage alerts in real time, and resolve common issues remotely. It ensures coverage and expertise around the clock.
And to handle issues efficiently, you can't have your most expensive specialized engineer resetting passwords.
Exactly. You have to have a tiered support structure. Hmm. L1 handles the basic stuff, keeping your highly skilled engineers focused on critical infrastructure. L2 steps in for more complex challenges, and L3 is reserved for those specialized experts tackling core infrastructure issues. This structure ensures that when a major alert comes in, it immediately goes to the right level of expertise to get it fixed quickly.
Structure also breeds accountability for the client, which is where service level agreements, SLAs, become vital.
SLAs document specific response and resolution time commitments. For instance, a critical outage affecting all users must have an initial response within 15 minutes. They take the guesswork out of the emergency.
Right.
And underpinning all of this is the knowledge management system. Every solution, every workflow, it's all documented. So when a new incident occurs, technicians aren't troubleshooting from scratch. They are searching a database, which just continuously accelerates resolution speed.
We've covered the mechanism. Now let's look at the payoff. The sources we analyzed provided fantastic real-world comparisons that really demonstrate why this shift matters to your bottom line. Let's start with a classic, hard drive failure.
Okay. In the old reactive scenario, a server hard drive develops internal errors, what we call smart errors. These are early diagnostic warnings the drive generates, but they go unnoticed. The drive fails completely, middle of the business day. The technician diagnoses failure, parts are rush ordered, data restoration begins. Total downtime in this scenario, 48 hours or more.
2 full days of severe operational disruption.
At least.
Now contrast that with a proactive approach using that continuous monitoring.
Proactive. Continuous monitoring detects those smart errors immediately. The support team reviews the alert, confirms the impending physical issue, and schedules the drive replacement to happen during off hours, say 10 p.m. on a Saturday. The server is back online before the next business day starts. Total downtime. Zero.
The staff never even knew there was a problem.
Never.
That's a huge shift in outcome. Let's raise the stakes now with a potentially company-crippling scenario, ransomware.
In reactive attack, a user clicks a malicious link at 10 a.m. Ransomware starts encrypting files. The user reports the problem 45 minutes later, but containment efforts only begin 90 minutes after the initial infection. By then, multiple critical systems are compromised. Recovery takes 3 days, maybe more, and results in significant data loss.
And regulatory headaches, I imagine.
Oh, absolutely. Now, what does that look like when you have the tools watching?
The proactive way.
Proactive. Security monitoring detects the unusual file encryption activity within 5 minutes of infection. The automated response system, driven by those SIEM correlation rules we discussed, immediately isolates the affected workstation from the rest of the network. It stops the spread.
So it's contained to one machine?
One machine. That device is wiped, rebuilt, and the user is back online in a matter of hours. The impact is a minor incident, not a company-crippling catastrophe.
Let's finish the scenarios with a less dramatic, but often more frustrating issue. Internet degradation. This is really the death by a thousand cuts for productivity.
It is. So, reactive. An intermittent external fault, like a failing cable, starts causing sporadic packet loss. Users notice slow loading speeds, crackly VoIP calls, but they just attribute it to normal congestion or a bad internet day. This slow bleed goes on for 3 weeks of degraded performance before IT is finally able to identify the problem and contact the ISP.
3 weeks of wasted time and frustration.
Yep, and the proactive difference here comes down to having data. Precisely. Proactive. Network monitoring detects the increasing packet loss trends after just 48 hours. Because the IT team has concrete, undeniable diagnostic data, they can contact the ISP and elevate the ticket instantly. The ISP has to prioritize it. The problem is often resolved within 3 days of initial detection. You stopped 3 weeks of pain in 3 days.
It's clear the technology is key to enabling this precision.
Yeah.
We've talked about RMM and SIEM, but what about the tools that focus on specific user interactions?
We rely on specialized tools like application performance monitoring, or APM. This is especially important for companies using custom or niche industry software. APM tracks the exact transaction response times and database query speeds. So if a user complains the system is slow, APM instantly tells you if the problem is the server infrastructure or, you know, a poorly written application query.
And you mentioned synthetic transaction monitoring, which I love because it sounds like a digital spy.
It's a perfect analogy. It's about simulating user actions. The system will send test emails or attempt to log into a web portal every few minutes. If that test transaction fails, you get an alert. It validates the experience from the end user's perspective, even if the back-end infrastructure monitoring says everything is technically green.
This all covers detection and rapid response. But how do we move beyond prevention to true prediction? That's where AI and machine learning must play a role.
That's the frontier. AI and machine learning establish a detailed baseline normal behavior for every device, every application, every user. For example, a system learns that server A normally runs at 40% CPU and 65 degrees, and that 20 gigs of data is backed up every night at 1 a.m.
And once it establishes that baseline,
it stops reacting to simple rule-based alerts like, alert if CPU hits 95% and starts detecting subtle anomalies. AI might ask, why is this specific server suddenly using 3% more CPU at midnight on Thursdays? A statistical deviation from the baseline. That tiny subtle change is often the earliest signal of impending failure.
Long before traditional smart errors even fire.
Exactly. This is what makes monitoring truly predictive rather than just responsive.
The technology is clearly there. The operational improvements are obvious. But ultimately, for you, the business owner listening, this comes down to the return on investment. Does the financial math truly justify moving away from the cheaper break-fix model?
The ROI is incredibly strong. First, it's productivity protection. We established that 1 hour of complete downtime for a small 25-person company costs $1,250 in wasted labor alone. Preventing just one major 4-hour outage per year immediately saves you $5,000.
And that one avoidance often pays for months of the monitoring service itself.
It's direct cost avoidance. When you're in break-fix mode, emergency service calls come with premiums rush shipping, after-hours labor costing 2 to 3 times the standard rate. Preventing that crisis recovers months of monitoring fees. And on top of that, proactive maintenance and keeping systems at optimal temperatures extends your hardware lifespan by 30 to 50%.
Which saves significant capital expense.
Right.
Here's the philosophical point that matters most to me. The break-fix model has fundamentally misaligned incentives. The IT provider profits precisely when your systems fail.
That's the crucial contrast. The managed service provider model, based on continuous monitoring, aligns the incentives perfectly. The provider profits by ensuring stability and preventing problems, offering you, the client, cost predictability through fixed monthly fees. They take responsibility for your operational health.
And even with all this brilliant remote technology and NOC support, we can't forget why local support still plays a necessary role in this whole equation.
Well, while remote tools handle 99% of issues, physical things still break. You need rapid on-site response. If a server, power supply, or hard drive fails and needs physical replacement, a local provider can dispatch a technician within hours.
Right.
They also possess that crucial local infrastructure knowledge, understanding regional internet provider quirks, local compliance standards, things a distant national provider just can't offer.
This has been a true deep dive. You now understand that modern IT support is far beyond a simple help desk. It is a complete operational strategy focused on prevention, driven by correlated data, sophisticated automation, and predictive management.
And the final provocative thought to leave you with is this. The ultimate shift is heading towards truly self-healing infrastructure. Imagine virtualized systems that automatically detect, diagnose, and migrate critical workloads away from failing physical hardware within minutes, all without human intervention. This evolution doesn't eliminate the technician. It frees up human expertise to focus entirely on strategy, on security enhancement, and on innovation that grows your business, rather than just fixing a day-to-day problems.
Fantastic insight. Go apply this knowledge when you look at your own systems and make sure you're investing in stability and prediction, not just emergency relief. That's all for this deep dive.